Should you get a COVID booster shot? And if you do, which one? There are three of them to pick from. Millions of Americans are now eligible, but if you aren't, might you be soon? Here's NPR's Will Stone with some answers to these questions.
Boosters have become the main attraction at vaccine clinics, even in states where there aren't all that many fully vaccinated people, like West Virginia.
We've had people coming out every single day getting those boosters.
That's Dr. Sherry Young. She runs the Kanawha Charleston Health Department.
Listening to people as they come into the clinics, the boosters are outpacing the new doses.
All kinds of people now qualify for a booster. You can be 65 and older, or you can be an adult of any age, but with certain underlying health conditions. There's also people who are in long-term care, and any adult who lives or works in a high-risk setting, like a school, grocery store, or hospital. It's a lot to sort through. Dr. David Dowdy studies infectious diseases at Johns Hopkins.
We're still kind of finding our way, but hopefully things will simplify in the future.
Dowdy says, remember, the science isn't settled on who really needs a booster right now. That's true even for people who are currently eligible.
We don't have long-term data on these boosters. It's more that those are the people who are more in need of protection than that we have amazing data on those people even.
For Americans over 65, some studies do show small declines in the effectiveness of Pfizer and Moderna at keeping them out of the hospital. And there's some concerning data from other countries, like Israel, on older adults. It's also clear certain diseases do make people more vulnerable to severe COVID-19. But Dowdy says for some other eligible groups, like people in certain jobs, deciding to get a booster is more of a toss-up.
It's not going to hurt you, but for example, what if we see a surge in a couple of months? I personally would love to take my booster then and have that extra kick.
If you do go for a booster, a big question is, should it be the same vaccine you had originally? Some experts say, yes, it's not only simple, but most of the data on how well boosters work come from people who stuck with the same brand. But there are different schools of thought. Dr. Gregory Poland, who researches vaccines at the Mayo Clinic, says there are advantages to mixing it up. You can try a different vaccine if you had lots of side effects with the first. It also gives you flexibility to get whatever you can find.
A mix and match booster scenario, I think, is practical, it's evidence-based, and it makes it easy.
And some early data show people who got Johnson & Johnson, that's another group strongly advised to get a booster, had a more robust immune response with Pfizer or Moderna. If you aren't yet eligible for a booster, Poland says, you might be hearing all this and think it still seems like something to consider.
But is there any compelling immediate reason to rush out if you're an otherwise healthy 20-something, 30-something? No, there just isn't.
Sure, you may have heard about waning immunity, that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are not holding up as well over time. Stanford infectious disease physician Julie Parsonet says that is true.
We're seeing breakthrough infections, but we're not seeing breakthrough infections of a serious nature in younger adults.
Which is not to discount these breakthroughs. They can be miserable. Some people have long-term symptoms. But the best data from the CDC show that vaccines are still doing their main job.
They are preventing people from getting hospitalized, and they're preventing people from dying.
Now, it's possible one day it will be standard for all adults to have three shots against COVID-19. But we're not there quite yet. Will Stone, NPR News.